ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife, you fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, 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 I'm blessed. If you got a roof over your head, bringing home the bread, got your family fed, oh, 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 you're blessed. Sunshine, I'm so free, living now my dreams. God's been good to me. Oh, 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 I'm blessed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Living every moment, no regrets. No regrets. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Ask me how I'm doing. I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Top on my face, I'm like, oh, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, y'all. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, y'all. Oh, 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 I'm blessed.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning this wonderful Tuesday morning. How many of you all can say that you are blessed this morning with no regret? That you are blessed because God, you are just connected with God and he just continuously blessed you. And everything, the different things in your walk are changing. The way you talk, the way you think, the way you act, the people you are around, God is just placing you in a place where you are receiving blessings with no regret. And this morning we say, all the way over into the international waters, make sure that you are in a place where you are receiving your blessings. Nothing holding you back. Nothing holding you back. Continue to walk with God. Continue to commune with God. And continue to stay in that blessed place, no matter what the circumstances or the situations are. And the same thing goes for you. Everybody in the United States of America, my ADM family, stay in a place where God, because we know that God has blessings with our names on them, and the blessings that you are receiving now, there are, you should have no regrets. Just continue to move forward in the Lord because he is in a place right now where he is pouring out blessings. You just need to be in your rightful position and just continue to move forward. When you move backwards, you might not meet the blessing that God has for you. When you move to your right and to your left, you may not meet the blessings that God has for you. So I sit and say, stand fast and be unmovable. Stay in a place where you know. Stay in that rightful place. That's the place. It's not any place. Stay in your rightful place to receive the blessings that God has for you. And as we just open up this morning, my sister Monica is able to be with us this morning. She's back on that road again. So we're going to allow her to open us up in prayer, and then we're going to move forward. It is such a blessing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It is such a blessing to be on the line, to break bread with you all, to just spread the love, because we are so full of God's love. We are so full of his energy that we just love to come before you, break bread. We just thankful of the apostle for allowing God to use him to let the word go forth. Do you let me say this, internationally. See, some people sit and think that you have to actually be in a physical place. Some preachers, they feel like they're being bigger than others because they can travel or get in these jets and go over to different places internationally. But see, this word has been going out internationally for some years, and God is just so grateful that he has a man of God that's willing. He has a man of God that say, yes, I will go. He has a man of God that you know, has just answered the call, and not just sitting on the call, but answering the call. And I can remember some years ago, me and my sister was reading in the Bible, and we would always sit, and when it came to where when the person would sit and say, yes, I'll go, or yes, we would come to that scripture in the Bible. No, he say, it is, I am he. I am that person that's answering the call. Well, I want to just sit and say that we're sitting up under a headship that says, I am he. I have answered the call. And we just want to thank you on today, Apostle Temple, for being that man of God to answer the call. And I know you don't like to talk about pastor appreciation, but that's what we're in, everybody. We're in pastor appreciation. So we want to be the first to start out just thanking you for your hard work, for all your sacrifices, for being up in the wee hours of the morning, interceding for us, for blocking off witches, warlocks, every diabolical spirit that we may not be able to see. You standing in the gap for us, not just for us, for many, for your international listeners, just for everybody. So we thank you for that this morning. We thank you for the love that you have for God, and that love just continuously flows out of you. It's not an outward, I mean that inward comes outwardly, and it is well accepted by us. So we just thank you. We just ask you to continue to stay where you're at. It's very rare in this day and time to find a jewel that's going to stay with the light shining, because God has polished you to be the person, and you're not letting anything or anybody come in and diminish what God has placed inside of you. That light is so strong inwardly that it illuminates outwardly. And we just want to continue to thank you and just say, job well done. Job well done. Turning it over to you, Monica. Hallelujah.
Yes, good morning. And the fact that we have an awesome man of God leading us, and I'm just grateful that he has called me into the fold to help lead our people into God's arms. And I'm just honored that he would even consider me for my my ordainment. And as I go on, I want to tell everyone to remember the head, remember the head of your church or your pastors or apostles, everyone, they need to be prayed for. We need to support them. We need to intercede for their strength because they're interceding for our strength. So we need to intercede for their strength, not just them, their families, their wives. And we just need to keep Apostle Temple and his wife and family lifted up at all times because we have to cover him back, y'all. He's covering us, but we have to cover him back. So I'll move on and say good morning, saints. Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. I want us to go before the throne. So let's go before the throne. Father God, allow us to come before the throne on this glorious morning that we are up and we're risen because of you, Father God. And we come together as a people that love you, Father God. We're here joining hands in the spirit, Father God, all around the world. On this broadcast, we've come together this morning with willing hearts, willing spirits to be taught and to serve you, Father God. So that we ask that you just be the mighty God you are because you are so amazing. You're so wonderful, Father God. You've done everything for us, and we just want to show you who we are in Christ, Father God. We just want to love on you, Father God, because we love you so much, Father God. We honor you. We praise you. We worship your holy name, Father God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the one true living God, the great I Am, and we know it in our hearts, Father God. So we thank you on this morning for creating this day, but also allowing us to rise up and come to your throne on this morning, Father God. We come in unity, Father God, knowing that you're going to feed us from the table with the bread of life, Father God. And it's with this bread of life, we ask that you just give us instructions, that you just bless us with knowing and understanding and just being able to go out and be a light unto the world, Father God. We ask that you perfect our peace, Father God, that no man can throw us out of what you have for us, oh, Father God, that all the doors that you open, Father God, let no man close, and you close the doors that you won't close, that no man can open, Father God. We ask that you continue to give us guidance on this day and furthermore, but we also ask that you just give us a revelation, a understanding, a clear mind, a knowing of what we're going to teach today. I ask that the meditation of our hearts and the words of our mouth be acceptable in your sight, Father God. I pray that everyone on this line has excellent understanding and wisdom, and whatever we're going forth into, that your Holy Spirit be there every step of the way, Father God. Send your Holy Spirit to each and every home of every listener on this line, Father God. Fill their homes up, Father God. Go through that house from the top to the bottom, but fill their hearts up too, Father God. Put a hedge of protection over everyone on this line, Father God. I ask that you just give them the spirit and the mind and heart of Christ, that they will be able to shine into someone's life, to everyone's life they come in contact with on today, that they be a Bible that somebody read today. They may be the only Bible, Father God, but we know with you in their hearts and you allowing them to go into the world, that someone will be blessed and that you would just save one more soul, if not many, Father God, and just move into anyone's life that has lost their way, Father God, but also keep the ones that have come to you, Father God. Hold on to us, Father God. Don't let us go, Father God, because we love you and we adore you, Father God. Father God, we're going to thank you in advance right now for allowing us to have all of these petitions, Father God. And we praise you right now with a hallelujah, Father God, not just with our mouths, but with our hearts, Father God, with our hands held high to the sky to you, Father God, saying that we love you and we adore you and we're praising you right now, Father God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for this beautiful day, Father God. Hallelujah. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. We love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And yes, we do, Father. We love you unconditionally because you first loved us. And one thing about it, your love is endless. So ours is going to be endless as well. And we do thank you, Father God, for pouring into us, Lord, that unconditional agape love. On today, when I was growing up, we used to sing this song, and it used to come during collection time, but we're going to turn it, do a little twist to it today. But it says that you can't beat God's giving no matter how you try. And the more you give, the more he gives to you. And that is so true. That is so true. I know that in the Baptist church is something used when they're talking about offering and tithes. That's the time that the song is being played. But I know just the other day, I think it was like 3 days ago, Monica, I'm not sure, God just kept placing that song in my spirit, and I didn't take it into a, I wasn't in a place, I didn't receive it in a place where it was talking about finances, but I received it where the more that I give to God by my actions, by my thoughts, by the way I think, the way I talk, just my everything, the more I pour into him, the more he will continually bless me. And we already know it comes from a series of things. You putting your life into order, you receiving salvation, Jesus is your lordship. You know, we already know these things, and we already know that we have to be in the will of God. We have to be obedient. We know these things. And we have to continuously remind ourselves, keep ourselves in that place, and know that what we give unto God, it goes back to the sowing of the seed. What we give unto God, that's what he's going to give back to us. What we sow is what we receive. I mean, what we sow is what we reap. So we want to be in a place where we're sowing our everything to God. We're withholding nothing. We are giving ourselves away. So it's no longer Nita. It's the Spirit. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, and I'm allowing the Holy Spirit to lead me and to guide me and to take me into places, because I want to be in that place where I'm continuously blessed. I want to show God that I love you as much as you love me. And the only way that I can do that is to be in a place of obedience. The only way I can do that is being in a place of servitude, where I'm able to serve others as well, and do it without complaint, and do it without ever hearing it back. ADM, help me out here. You all know we under a leadership that's constantly doing stuff, and you never hear about it. And then people look at you sideways and want to understand, why are you being blessed or why they're being blessed? And it's because they have a spirit of servitude. They have a spirit where if God say do this, they're going to do this. No matter if they're looking at each other cross-eyed, they're still going to be obedient to God. Why? Because God resides in them. Why? Because they've gotten into a place where they're withholding nothing but yet holding on to God. They've gotten into a place where their ear gates are shut. They've gotten into a place where it's a mind over matter thing. Nothing can sever the relationship that I have with God. So on today, we want to talk about two women that were in a place where they recognized men of God, and they served them and reaped blessings because of them being in a place and realizing that it was God that they were serving, not the men, but the God inside of the men, realizing that they were men, that these men were the, and it was Elijah and Elisha, that they were sent by God. They were prophets of God, and their attitudes, the way they lived, the way that they did things, the way that they followed instructions and whatnot, and was to a place where they listen to God. And no matter what trial, no matter what situation, no matter what took place, they were still obedient to God, knowing who God was in their life, knowing that God was the person that they had the answer to, not man, but they had the answer to God. Turning it over to you, sister.
Yes. As I think about the word servitude, I just ask God, God, Where is servitude in your house? Where is servitude in the lives of us walking and following Christ? And when I started looking at my servitude, it made me understand that it was just me trying to not just please God, but just living a life that was not the life that I originally set out living. And it changed. It changed and morphed into me serving God and being more selfless than selfish. And when I talk about being selfless, I mean to the point to where I just wanted to be able to let God use me in whichever way he saw fit, because I had no understanding of where my gifts was going to take me and how God gave me those gifts and why he gave me those gifts. But I was totally trusting in the idea that the servitude, that the willingness to allow him to use me would always be because I had a relationship with the one true living God, the great I am. And with that knowing in my heart, that's all I needed to know. But it gave me a confidence in no matter how he used me, it would be for the greater good, not just for me, but for my brothers and sisters, for the ones that weren't where I was spiritually, because they were lost. They were left behind. They were still struggling to find out who they were in Christ or what God had for them. And as I began to analyze this, I looked up the word or the definition, and it says that servitude is a noun, and it is the state of being completely submissive and to be and controlled by someone more powerful. When a person caters to the every whim and need of another, this person is an example of someone who would be described in servitude. And as I began to understand that, that's when I realized what the Christian community is in the world today. Our servitude has brought a lot of calm, a lot of parity, a lot of peace, a lot of comfort to the people in disasters, whether they were in the fires over in California or the tsunamis or the floods down in the islands, whether they were in the earthquakes of wherever, or the tornadoes, or all these disasters hitting the United States and around the world. And we've shown up and shown out in servitude, not just servitude to God, but servitude to our fellow man, even if they weren't other Christians. And that was so powerful to me, because that's what I had to do and turn to God when I was in my weakest, darkest moment. I escaped by using servitude to God to get away from, or to get over, or to cope with my own trials and tribulations. Whenever I was troubled or I was going through something, it was the perfect medication for me was to go to God and say, God, I can't handle my situation. I'm going to give it to you. But while I'm giving it to you, I'm going to look for something to do in your kingdom. I'm going to be about your business, because I know you're going to take care of my business, because I've laid it at the throne and I refuse to pick it back up. And I'm going to, but how do I serve you? And in Matthew, he says, well, when you fed them, you fed me. When you clothed the least of them, you clothed me. When you went and sat with someone, you sat with me. And because of that, it gave me an understanding that I was to take care of people who couldn't take care of themselves, or I was to use my gifts and give them away in a way that it was so selfless, to the point where I had nothing intended to come back. Only thing I wanted back was, God, you fix this. You make this better. Whatever I'm doing with them, use me to do it unto you. But also, take care of my business, because I'm not going back there and entertaining what's going on in my life. I'm not going to entertain my troubles, my finances, my healings, or whatever it was that I needed from God. And as I began to love on people, as I began to help old ladies, as I began to babysit children, as I began to minister depressed people and, you know, just counsel them, or as I began to allow God's Holy Spirit to pour into my spiritual gifts, and I give the spiritual gifts that he gave me away, not prostitute them and sell them to somebody, but give them away freely, I began to see God move into my situation. And before I knew it, I looked up and my situation was gone. It was solved. It was taken care of by God. And it was just a wonderful, it was a wonderful feeling for me to have that understanding that God did it. But while he was doing it, I was doing what he needed to be done. I was about my father's business, and that's where my servitude delivered me out of depression. It delivered me out of being lost and confused. It delivered me out of being an idle-minded person and not having nothing to do with myself. It delivered me from self-pity. It delivered me from self-condemnation. It delivered me from a lot of things because I focused on my brothers and sisters in Christ, but also the ones that didn't know Christ, people that did not have Christ in their life. I was able to minister to them, not first by giving out a word of what the scriptures say in the gospel, but first by just a loving act of kindness, whether it was to help an old lady who couldn't dress herself or bathe herself, get a bath and feed herself because she couldn't even hold a spoon to her mouth, or to help somebody that had an injury that couldn't do for themselves when they came home from a surgery or from the hospital, or just checking on someone that was locked up or locked down in jail or prison and needed somebody's word or card or somebody to remember their birthday or just to send them an encouraging letter of telling them that they had a future. As I go into this, I ask people to, you know, ask yourself, what kind of servitude can you give? Where in your heart and mind can you serve God and man? Because I'm not saying serve man as worshiping man and doing things for people idly or just for glory, but I'm saying it for you to do it to the glory of God. Because when we do it unto God, we're doing it to God, as Matthew said. And I'm just glad that you all have a mind and heart to even come on the line to get this kind of bread, to be fed. Back over to you, sister.
And thank you for sharing your testimony, Monica. And that's the way I just feel about my headship right now. They're in a place where nothing else matters. As I already stated, you have to be in a place where you just sold out for God. So then allowing God to continuously pour into you, because that's what he will do. And as I stated, we were going to speak of, just give a little short example of two people that did that. And I may be saying this name wrong, but it was the widow at Zarephath. And the story was that Elijah had just came off a big mission, and God had told him to go into that city, and he would meet a woman that was going to feed him. And when he got there, he first asked for some water, and then he told her to make him something to eat. And she stated to him that she didn't have enough. What she had was enough for her and her son to cook up for her son, and then they would die. She was expecting for them to die because they had nothing else coming in. And because of her doing, he told her, no, you go ahead and get me whatever, and just make sure, because, you know, he was letting her know that that's not so, that you got to come up out of that mentality. And I'm saying that to somebody today that may be in a place where they feel like that they just don't have anything, or they just don't have nothing to do, or nothing else to go on to. But instead of giving up, because that's where she was at. She was at a place of giving up. But see, God is an on-time God. God is an on-time God. God sent Elijah to this lady because he knew her heart. He knew exactly what she was going to say, what she was going to do. And even though, this is the thing, even though she didn't know Elijah, They were of two different faiths. She didn't know Elijah, but because she followed the instructions of the man of God, even if it was taking the last bread out of her and her son's mouth, she was to a place was she served him even in her darkest hour, death. Understand that. Her words were her and her son. She had enough for her and her son before they died. And the beauty of, I'm going to read what she said. She said, "I swear by the Lord, your God, that I don't have a single piece of bread in the house, and I have only a handful of flour left in the jar and a little cooking oil in the bottom of the jug. I was just gathering a few sticks to cook this last meal, and then my son and I will die." But Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid." Who are we telling this morning? Don't be afraid. "Go ahead and do just what you said, but make a little bread for me first." Me first. Make the bread for me first. Not for her, not for her son, but make the bread first. Then use what's left to prepare a meal for yourself and your son. He said, serve me first. This is the man of God saying, serve me first. We have to serve God first. God has to be the first priority in our lives. He said, serve. Go back and read the scriptures, 1 Kings 17. He said, serve me first. And then go back and prepare a meal for you and your son. For this is what the Lord God of Israel says. There will always be flour and olive oil left in your containers until the time when the Lord sends rain and crops grow again. So God was letting her know that you will always continually be fed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You will always be fed. And then when the rains come to do the crop, to water the crops. When the rain comes to water the crop, then you will receive an abundance. Your harvest will manifest. And I just thought that this was such a profound scripture. See, a lot of people sit and they look at things. I've read this scripture so many times, and it never hit me in the face that God was saying, serve me first, Nita. Serve me first. Make me your first priority. Make me your first priority. Do what I say do. Go where I say go. And everything will be okay. We get in our own way. And when you got all that chaos everywhere around you, there's no peace in your valley. You can't see what God has going on for you. Then everything, your vision is blurred. Your a mass confusion is going on in your head, and you don't understand what God is saying. But when I read it the other day, I said, okay, God, I understand. See, that first did not stick out to me. It was just another story. It was just another story. Today, I grabbed hold to that story, and it's placed now in my heart. It's placed in my spirit. It's resonating in my mind and all through me because this scripture has been used as an example for me. I'm not in a place to physically do what she do, but I'm able to receive the words that the Holy Spirit wanted me to see. And that was to serve God first. And that's where I'm at on today. In a place of servitude, no matter what, nobody, nothing can sever what I have with God. Because see, when the light, when the illumination, when you're no longer in darkness, then you have to do what's right. You are now held accountable for your actions. You are, God has let me know by this scripture where I should be. I can't say it's for everybody, but I do know when that new dawning come into your area, come into you, when you can see, then it's up to you to get into a place to receive it. It's up to you to get into a place and do what God has for you to do. It's not what Elijah said. He made it sure that he said the Lord God said it. So I want you all to allow this scripture to resonate and see what it does for you, because we have to put God as God the head of our life. And for you internationals, our international partners, our partners that's in other places around the world, the states, this is what we're taught in ADM. It's nothing new. You hear it. You hear the word of God. You are taught the word of God, but are you receiving what God has to say? So all of that selfishness now is gone out the window. All of that I is gone out the window, because it's about God. It's about God. I'm not telling you to walk around and be God, 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It's not about that. It's about your actions. It's about what you do, how you do it, when you do it, what you say. It's about what you see. Because if you in a place where you can't understand it, that's because you're in a place that you don't want to understand it. Turning it over to you, Monica.
Yes, and as I began to read the story itself, it meant a lot to me to see how the woman of God could hear that Elijah was speaking to her about something that God wanted her to do, and she was obedient in that thing. See, that thing was something simple to us, because she knew that that was her last. She knew that that was her last, but she wasn't going to withhold that from God. She wasn't going to hold back. And I'm asking you guys to recognize your episode where you don't have to be afraid to hold back from God. You can just give God your all. Be wholehearted. Don't hold back your last, because sometimes he'll test you to see if you're willing, if you're going to actually give him all you got. But see, when we give God all we got, that's when the blessings really pour forward. We are overflowing with an abundance of blessings that are being held up because of our actions. It's a lot of things that we could have now that we aren't ready for, that God can't trust us with yet, because we have not been able to show that we are a good steward over the blessings that we have. So as we show God in our servitude that we could be trusted with things and that we have a willing heart, there is a way that we can actually just move into that confidence and show him by even giving your very last. And sometimes it doesn't make sense, but you know what? It's easier for a rich person to give financially, but what happens when it's time for you to give God your time? You already done gave your tithes, you done gave your offerings. Yeah, you on point, you done gave your 10% and some. But when it's time for you to give God your time, can you stop being busy, and can you give God that time? Can you serve him that way? Can you serve God wholeheartedly and be selfless enough to say, Lord, I'm going to give you this day, or I'm going to give you these hours, or just put it in your mind that I'm going to spend time with God. Yeah, I wanted to go and do this at the mall, or I wanted to go to this game or whatever, but I just want to be with my Father. And in whatever way he sees fit to use you in that time, be willing. Be willing to step out on faith or something unusual God may put in your spirit. You need to go see about somebody, or you need to go work on something at the church or within the community. See, it's a lot of things that we don't understand, but God is moving us in position to use us to do things, and we have no clue we're being used. But a willing heart will be used, because therefore, when you show up, God will do whatever else needs to be done to get you in a position to complete a work. He's completing a work in other lives through you, because you're now a follower of Christ. You're now a servant. And when we have that spirit of feet washing, when we have that spirit of doing for others, we have a compassion about ourselves. We have an ability to actually do things outside of ourselves without considering ourselves in the equation. And as I look at the way God moved on this woman's heart, and she gave her last because she really didn't believe that she would get any more. But, you know, she gave in her lack. And as we give in our lack of time in this busy world, when we give in our lack of ability to actually understand what's going on, if we just trust God, if we could just trust our Father and say, Father, we know, I know that you are in control, and that I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to be obedient to whatever command you put out or put before me.
whatever you put in my spirit to go out there and do or say, I'm going to be a willing vessel. I'm going to be a willing heart. And I'm not going to be too busy. I'm not going to be too uppity or too selfish with my own lifestyle that I can't squeeze you in or give you the first and the first fruits of my days. It's over to you, sister.
Amen. Amen. And that, that, as she said, that servitude, that just getting a realization of what we are expected to do, when as it relates to God. As she said, she was to the place where, I mean, it had to be a devastating situation, but the trust was there. The trust was there. The trust, she identified the man of God. She identified the God in the man. And that's what we have to understand, that that when we are in a place where we can identify who is truly of God, then we are supposed to be there doing what, everything that's being told or asked to do. We are supposed to be in a place because we realize that that, that is God speaking through that person. And that's where she realized that. She was in that place where she was withholding nothing. She had then surrendered everything. I don't know if she had the mindset that I'm gonna die anyway, but can you look at what was being done? I'm gonna make this man. I've only got a little bit left, enough for me and my son. Now it's a third party, and he's telling me to let him fix me the food first. So that means that we're not going to get what was already, what I had already planned out that it would be. See, that I was in the place. That I was in the place. And we maximize God. We minimize, I'm sorry. We need to maximize. We need to maximize the things of God. We need to maximize God. God cannot be contained. And if he can't be contained, the blessings that he has in store for us can't be contained either. That means that there is a constant, continuous flow of blessings that God has for us. All we need to do is be in our rightful positions, have our rightful mind, die to self, withholding nothing as it relates to God, giving ourselves away, and letting all the riffraff and all of the confusion and all of the different things that may put you in a place that takes you out of his presence, so and causes you not to receive. And she was a person that was moping around and complaining and doing this and doing, no, she was in a stage of preparation. She was in a place of preparation. She was preparing for what she thought was her and her son's last meal. She was in a place of preparation. Are you in a place of preparation? Are you in a place of preparation in your life to get the things that you need to get in order, your house in order, so you can receive what God has for you? And you receive them because you're in a place where you are a mindset of servitude at all times. It doesn't have to be something big. It could be something minor. And I can sit and say, I know, I'm telling you all this. I know that the people that are over me right now, that's over me and that's my leaders. I see, not what somebody tell me. I see the blessings that comes in. I see them. I hear about it. I hear how people are appreciative of the servitude. Hallelujah. That they do for the community, not just the church community, but outwardly. And you have, and I get excited about it. I'm serious. I get so excited about it. I get so excited that I'm just a part of it, just a little snippet of the, you know, a part of the equation. And it makes me go stronger. It makes me go harder. It makes me talk to God and say, okay, what do I need to do next? Because I realize that this is something that's growing. I realize that this is far, is going to be far bigger and greater than they can even possibly imagine because of the servitude.
And this is where this lady was. It didn't matter what else was going on. She was in a place where she was in a place of preparation. She continued on with those preparations, but with a different set of instructions. She followed the instructions. She was obedient. Here it goes. Obedience is better than sacrifice. She was obedient. And what happened? The blessings manifested in her life. And this is where we charge you all today to put yourself in that place of servitude. Don't sit and look. I'm not sitting and telling you, and I'm going to sit and say this to you. Let God give you the instructions on what you're supposed to do and when you're supposed to do it. You may be walking down the street and see somebody and get ready to go over that way, and God say, no, 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 I didn't tell you to go there. Keep going. Because he may have somebody else in another position or situation that may need it more or may need something else. We are so eagerly sometimes to jump into things that God has not told us to jump into, and that takes us out of the where God has ordered ourselves to be. It takes us, it pulls us. You may think that you're doing the right thing, but it ends up putting you in a web, a maze of confusion. So I'm saying to you, have an attitude of servitude, but be in a place where God is giving you the instructions. Elijah, when he woke up from his assignment, he had no clue that God was getting ready to send him to this woman. The ravens was feeding him, but he too got up and was obedient to God. And his obedience, Apostle Temple, his obedience is what helps the next person. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I see it. I don't show y'all. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you are in a place where you're listening to God, no matter what the situation is, no matter what has happened in the past, thank you, Jesus, you are in a place where you're listening to God, and you're listening to God help someone else. That is just one of the most beautiful things in life. When you sit and you have a clear picture of it, see, you know, we just like a TV, as time go on, things get fuzzy. But when you continue to just move stuff out of your way and keep walking towards the light, walking towards what God is telling you, he's ordering your steps. The Holy Spirit is leading you. Nothing else makes no difference. You withholding nothing. You giving everything to God. Then God will continue to bless you as he blessed this woman of Zarephath. As he blessed her. And not only that, even if you go over into 2 Kings, God blessed the Shunammite woman because she identified the man of God and was a servant, served him. She told her husband that the man that's coming here, I'm paraphrasing, he has to be a holy man of God. Let's build him a room onto our end. She was a wealthy woman. That's what the word of God says. But it did, she recognized, she identified the man of God, and she served him. So when she was in a place, God blessed her with a son that fell deathly ill. But when she was in a place where she withheld nothing and went and found the man of God who the blessing came through, her restoration took place. Her son was resurrected from the dead. And this is where we need to be, a resurrection. As Apostle Temple said last night, we don't have to. Why do we keep getting restored? We need to be in a place where we are moving forward. So as of today, get yourself to a place where you are just ready to surrender all and stop going backwards and know that God is pulling us forward. Know that God has so many gifts for us. We may not even know what they are. You may wake up in the morning with something so spectacular or something happened so spontaneous that you know that it has to be from God. God is a God that wants to be glorified. And through our actions, through our words, through our behavior, we are the ones that he receives the glorification through us. Sister, do you have anything you want to add to this before we shut down for today?
Yes, I just want to say one more word, and that word was how we could actually feel servitude come from God to us when we go into a mind of compassion. That word was compassion, that knowing what it's like to be hungry, knowing what it's like to be lonely and shut out, knowing what it's like to be sick and ill, knowing what it's like to not have enough, and knowing that God sent somebody. Well, guess what? He sent a servant, that we ought to have the hearts and minds to serve, because Christ said, if you cannot serve, you cannot lead. So I leave you with that mindset, because we are leaders in the world. We are followers of Christ, and he led a lot of salvation, and we are to allow God to use us to lead a lot of people into his good grace, into knowledge of him, and spread the gospel. So serve, be an excellent servant. Back over to you, sister.
That's right. So that's what we are decreeing and declaring, that on today, your servitude will grow. You're no longer in a dark place. You are enlightened on today, and realize that you are to withhold nothing in everything that you do, even if you don't want to do it. Just follow the instructions of God and follow the people. See, a lot of people look for audible. They look for God to come to them and tell them something audible. And I said it over and over, God still uses prophets and prophetess. God, like the words came, just jumped that out at me after sitting and reading this same scripture over and over throughout the years. God will allow you to see and hear and know just what he wants you to see, hear, and know. And it may be from a prophet. It may be from a stranger on the street. It may be through the word of God. But just be in a place to receive it. Stop doubting God. Stop doubting what God has, because you're so caught up in the world. You're so caught up in gossip. You're so caught up with other people got and what they doing it and who doing this. You're so worried about all the diabolical. I never seen a people in this season so worried about what Satan and his diabolical imps doing. Well, keep your focus on God. That's what this woman did. This woman was focused on God. That's what the prophets of the old were. That's what the disciples in the new were. The prophets of the old was focused on God, and the disciples in the new was focused on Jesus Christ, and he left a comforter for him, for us to be led and guide. That's where we need to be. Anything that comes your way that you know is bringing trouble, knock it out your way. As Apostle said 2 days the other day, you got to be in a place where you got to be bold and be able to sit and tell a person what you really thinking. So it's no mistake. I know that I get caught up because I don't want to sit and hurt somebody's feelings. But listen, when it gets to the point where it starts about to sever what you got with God, you better get up. You better be bold. You better be courageous. You better do everything. But you can just do it in love and keep moving on. But you're not quite up into the circumstances or the situation because you have moved on, because you can't be in that place. It's occupying a space. It's occupying a time. And you don't want to be into that place. Let go, let God, and allow him to pour into you and to give you the instructions that he has. If you do not have a church home that you are being taught, I'm not trying to pull anybody from where they're supposed to be. I'm telling you some factual stuff. I urge you to join ADM. Awakening Deliverance Ministry. Did you hear what I said? Awakening and then delivering ministry. That means that we are illuminated. We see the light. That means that anything that's coming that way, we may not catch it right at first, but eventually you will be delivered. Why? Because of the love that's being poured into there. Because of the hope being filled with the Holy Spirit. Because of the virtue that's in this couple that withholds nothing, that is in a place of selflessness. And that's what you want to be a part of. I can sit and tell you that it was one of the best decisions. It was, at this point in time, the best decision in my life to be up, get up under people that were going to be examples in my life. And not only that, to pour into their members, not just me, their members. I'm saying it. It is plural. Their members. Not even their members, people coming off the street. I'm hungry. I'm going to feed you. I'm clothed. I'm going to give you clothes. Hallelujah. It's such a beautiful thing that it makes my heart just leap and makes me just want to cry, because it's so hard. It is so hard in this world to find true worshipers of Christ, true faithful servants. You got, like Apostle Temple said, them perpetrators. See, that's something from the 80s and the 90s. Them perpetrators, they perpetrating a fraud. They sitting there and they being phony about it because you want to be on TV. My sister said it so well. You got people want to prostitute their gifts. Well, we don't have a prostitution ring going on at ADM. It's filled with pure love, genuineness, wisdom, godly wisdom. So I sit and I say to you, if you're looking for a place home and you sick and tired of being in a place that you are right now, you sick and tired of just standing in a standstill, get yourself together. You have a home. We welcome you with open arms and trust and believe no matter what the circumstances, what the situations, we will be there as long as you are in a place that you're willing and ready to receive the true unadulterated word of God that may come with some correction, that may, but most of all, be filled with love and peace and understanding and the guidance of God. So we leave you on this morning with that invitation, and it is a heartfelt invitation coming from each and every last one of us that sits under the headship of Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer. We offer, we extend this invitation. It's nothing made up. It's no scripts about it. If you sit, you call, I give you numbers. People are going to sit and tell you how God is blessing ADM, how we are not going to go hungry, how we are not going to go homeless, how we are not going to be in a place where we are clothless. God is fulfilling our every need, and he has found the couple that's willingly, with a willing heart, to show their servitude. So, again, we love you. ADM loves you. We know that God loves you most. But we send our blessings all over this land. We ask you to continue to be safe. Remember that no matter what is going on around you, stay in the high shelter place of God and know that he is your protection. And we just say to you on this day, peace be unto God. Let the Spirit of the Lord lead you and guide you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Just be thankful for all things. Just thank the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And we love you. We love you, we love you. Hallelujah. Have a great day. Have a great day. Hallelujah.